welcome back to another episode of John's Basement Podcast / Broadcast. Wow. I'm going to start off this episode with just that sentiment, wow, because what an amazing past few days this show has had. This show is TikTok propaganda by this point, and I will preface with that. And TikTok is kind of keeping this show afloat for a long time now, and I'll explain that before I get into the real duration of the episode. I made a post on my TikTok a couple days ago saying, you know, the usual advertisement that I would give for this show if I'm posting it on Instagram, if I'm pitching myself to an artist that I find through whatever means. And I said something along the lines, if you're an artist, interact with this, comment your music, whatever your artist name is, where I can listen to you, I'll put you on my show for free, I'm not going to charge you. You know, the normal spiel, if you've listened to my show before, nothing different. And, you know, sometimes I get decent amounts of views on my TikToks. Not all my TikToks blow up, but some of them get in the thousands of likes and a couple of comments. So I'm like, okay, maybe this will be one of them, maybe it won't. I posted it not long before I went to sleep. I said in my head, I'm like, maybe I'll get like 30, 50 people responding to it. And then I woke up the next day. Over 1,000 people commented their names and their music and where I can listen to their music, which is so cool. Oh my god. I, to say the very least, was not expecting that. And it is really cool. And this show will be kept afloat for well into probably 2022 at the rate that people commented stuff. I'm at a loss for words. I really am. And it's a little overwhelming, I'm not gonna lie. I texted my friend Michaela, who I know is a little bit better at spreadsheets than I am, and I said, do you want to help me with an overwhelming set of data? And she goes, what do you need? And I said, 1,000 plus people commented their music, and I'm trying to listen to all of them, which is very tough. I have a lot of listening to do, but that's a very good problem to have. I would love for that to be the problems I go into 2021 with, that I have too much music to listen to. That is such an amazing problem, and I'm so excited to do more with that. So if you're one of those artists who left your name in that comment thread, the video has so many comments, and I am going to try my absolute best to get to you. It's just going to take me a while. I'm actually altering how this show is so I can put more artists on it, because I really do want to help as many people as I can. So if you've listened to my show in the past before, if you've listened to previous episodes before listening to this, you'd know that typically I do 3 artists in one 25-minute, half-hour interview. I'm going to change that. I want this to be more efficient. I want this to be more conducive to promoting more music. So instead of 3 artists in a long interview, I'm going to be doing short interviews and 5 artists, maybe 4, depending on how long a song is for an episode. And that's going to be kind of the model I'm using going forward. If that doesn't work so well, we'll figure it out. There might be some growing pains, but I'm going to be trying stuff out. That's kind of what I've come up with now. Slight alterations, shorter interviews, which is, I think, still a good model. It'll still give me some more stuff to do. I would like to point out that because there are so many of you guys for me to get through, I want to make sure I'm doing right by music as a whole and the music scene and just filtering out who I promote. Because this is kind of a big responsibility that I didn't expect to really be having, that I'm happy to have, but I want to make sure I'm honoring that responsibility. And, you know, the way I see this is something that I, as a musician who can't gig right now, am doing in the absence of playing live music. And hopefully the artists that I play, I'm helping out while they also can't be playing live music. So I'm kind of looking at this as a music scene that I'm helping pioneer or create or keep alive, what have you. I really want to make sure I'm doing the right thing ethically, responsibly using my platform, So I'm just going to preface that it's not the only base of the criteria, but for the artists that I do promote going forward for the next couple of episodes, I am going to be prioritizing artists that belong to marginalized communities, whether it be women or LGBTQ members or disabled people or people of color, basically just not the cisgendered straight white male artists. And that doesn't mean I'm not going to listen to you guys. I'm not discriminating against you, so please don't get butthurt over that. But what I'm seeing this as is an opportunity to kind of give a voice to a lot of people that otherwise might have a harder time in the, unfortunately, we'll say traditional music scene. The music world is kind of a stickler for that tradition, despite how much it changes. And I noticed that when I myself, as a person of color, am playing gigs, I'm often one of the only people of color in that entire venue. So if I have an opportunity to get more people to listen to some bands, to some artists, to collectives, whatever genre and outfits they're in, if I have an opportunity to shine a light on those people that maybe would have a harder time getting through the noise, because that's all music industry is by this point. It's not making good shit. It's making good shit and getting through the noise, and there's a lot of noise. So that is going to be my priority. I really hope I can do a lot of justice by it. But I'm excited. I really am. I'm so excited. There are so many amazing artists that I have already found, that I've already listened to. I have ideas for future episodes already. I have a spreadsheet in the making, and I'm trying to weed myself through every single artist I can. And if I don't get to some on episodes, I'm also trying to figure out something else to do with everyone else, because I don't want your comment to just sit on that video and go nowhere. I'm going to be brainstorming for probably the next couple months and thinking of stuff I could do with that. But thank you so much for leaving your music in that comment thread for me. And let's get into an episode. This was a really long intro, but I had to address it. So let's start talking about music. Let's start listening to music. Let's go right into it. The first artist that I'm going to be plugging tonight is going to be an artist from Australia. Super cool. Breaching time zones again. Not just time zones, but also international lines. That's so cool. I'm so excited. This artist is from Australia. They're called Chelsea Manor, and this is their track, Breathe. Hope you guys enjoy it.
Just
That track is so badass. I love that. That was just pure adrenaline, pure energy. That was love at first listen for me. So once again, that track was called Breathe by a band from Australia called Chelsea Manor. Thanks for sending me your tunes, guys. This next artist I'm going to be playing is one that I am so excited to be playing. I have been such a fan of this account on TikTok since I joined the app, probably back in for the second time, I should say. I joined the app a long time ago, but since I really started using TikTok in February. So this is the mastermind behind Skatoon Network, but I'm going to be playing their solo music. This is their track r/Edgelord by Jer. So excited, so happy that someone is advocating for ska, keeping the scene alive, introducing me to so many amazing ska bands that I all have in all my playlists now. So here we go, r/Edgelord by Jer.
What? You mean just lie? You really think someone would do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
Once again, that track was called r/Edgelord by the artist Jer, also known as Skatoon Network, one of my absolute favorite accounts on TikTok. Genuinely, I am a fan, me and my bassist Michael, who both will watch your videos. And thank you so much for allowing me to use your music. One of the coolest things about everything that's been happening since I made that TikTok not too long ago is I'm seeing a lot of artists that I followed on the app for a while, a lot of people that I look up to a lot in my inbox and in my notifications and are following me back, and that is so cool. This is just so sick. This is, I'm having a great time. I hope you guys can hear how much fun I'm personally having. I hope you guys are having fun too, but I really am having a grand time getting to just listen to awesome music and reach out to artists that I look up to a lot and play them on my show, and hopefully I can help them get some new listeners. That's the cool thing, you know? I feel like with the demographic and the model that I use, my demographics, they shift every episode, so different people listen because fans of different bands will tune in when I play them in an episode. So if I play an artist from California, they're going to be tuning in, and their fans are going to be most likely tuning in to listen, and then they might be hearing one of the other artists that I play. So I might be playing an artist from New York, and then that's cool. You get like a whole coast-to-coast thing going on there. I have a few people that listen to all my shows religiously, and then I have a few people that just listen, tuning in from time to time based on the artists that I play, and I think that's really cool. So I hope that the listens that I generate for artists, I hope that it's, if not plentiful, meaningful, and I hope that I put some people maybe in contact with each other. That would be super sick. I think that'd be so cool. This is like I get to make a digital music scene, and that's so cool. An online, all around the globe, as it's starting to shape up, music scene. So let's get into the next artist. This next artist that I'm going to be playing is so cool. I am so happy that they commented. They are so powerful. This is an all-female, amazing rock outfit here called Hoity Toity. That is also possibly my favorite band name I have ever heard in my entire life. So this is their track called Opus that I have been streaming nonstop for the past 4 days. Hope you guys enjoy it. That track again was called Opus by the band Hoity Toity. I am obsessed with that song in particular, but also just all of their music. That is one of those amazing cases where everyone is just the master of their instrument, and that's so sick to me. Like, there is not a weak link in that band at all. Every single person shines on those tracks with their masterful skills on their instrument respectively, and just the songwriting is structured perfectly. I'm genuinely like, you guys gained a fan. I'm not even gonna front. So that's super cool for me. Super cool that I seem to be breaking more into the California side of things too, which is super cool. I know my drummer Jake wants to go to California someday, so I'll have some concerts to go to if we ever make a little band trip once COVID's gone. So thank you once again for sending me your music. That was Hoity Toity and their track Opus. Let's keep it consistent with the California side of things. This next band that I'm going to be playing is called Forever Emerald, and I've been following them for a while too, actually. I remember I was scrolling through my For You page not too long ago. Well, I guess as far, actually almost a year ago. Jesus Christ. Like I said earlier in this episode, time is not fucking real. But I remember I was scrolling through my feed and I saw this video of a band playing at what looked like a record store and the lead singer doing a literal fucking cartwheel into the crowd. And I thought that was the coolest thing I have ever seen. So, from there on, I have been following the band Forever Emerald, and I'm very excited to be playing one of their songs finally on this show. I've been meaning to get to them for a while, so this is finally happening now. This is a band from LA, and I'm going to be playing a song called So Sure off of their recent EP, Safer Space. Check it out on Spotify. So here we go. This song is called So Sure by the band Forever Emerald.
Got a target on my back. You put it there when I wasn't looking. I try not to overreact, but it's easier said than done when you smile so crooked, so crooked. Putting up a front, so I'm done putting up with you. Just like clockwork, you laugh on cue. Say one thing, with ultimatums. You gave me a choice and I chose to go. Your stubborn advice left me hurting, and now I'm healing myself the only way I know. I know. Putting up a front, so I'm done putting up with you. Just like clockwork, you laugh on cue. You're the only one.
Once again, the name of that track was So Sure by the band Forever Emerald. Thank you so much for giving me permission to put your guys' music in this episode. I have been a fan for quite some time, and I'm very glad that I got to finally do that. And with that, that concludes the artists before my interview portion for tonight's episode. So let's give some background story to the artists that I'm about to be playing, the Angry Pirates. I go pretty far back with their guitarist, CJ. He used to play at the same venue as me. I want to say rest in peace, but unfortunately, I really can't say rest in peace. There is a venue we used to play at that will remain nameless for the time being, that we don't fuck with anymore. No, we artists don't fuck with that place anymore. I think I actually mentioned it in the interview, so if you're listening, you'll hear the name of the venue. But I used to play that place a lot when I was younger, and I was in my punk band, Fracture, and CJ was in his pop punk band, Joyride. And I remember we met him. I was probably about 15, 16 years old when I met CJ. That's crazy. I can't believe I've been playing music that long. But yeah, those were good days. I broke a lot of shit on stage, and CJ has saved my sets more than once by changing strings for me as I improvise on certain songs. So thank you, CJ, for also showing up to a lot of our gigs and playing on the bills with us. I think you could actually catch, I'm like 99% sure CJ's legs are actually in the album cover for our EP Geek that we released a couple of years ago in my band Spitfire. So if you're ever looking up our songs off of Geek, Sweet Acrasia, Growing Up, or Forget Today, you might catch CJ's legs behind my head in the album cover for that. So this is CJ's current band, an amazing band at that, the Angry Pirates. They put on a killer show, and I miss playing music with them, so here's an interview coming up right now, and that will be followed by one of their tracks. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another interview portion of John's Basement Podcast. I'm here with my first full band interview, and I'm very excited. I'm joined with the Angry Pirates.
Hey.
I am so excited to do this one. So my first question is going to kind of go back into the history of your guys' band. Where did the name come from? Because I love the name.
all about that.
Julie?
I guess it's softer when I say it, I suppose.
It's okay if she says it.
Yeah. So if you go on Urban Dictionary and you look up what an angry pirate is. Actually, I think that would be kind of fun if you discover it for yourself by doing
it. I like it. There's a little level of discovery for that. Okay. Yeah. Works for me. All right. So with that question, I really love that answer. I'm not gonna lie. So how did you guys all meet?
We've been friends for years before, like, we made the band, you know, and then we just made the band. We're like, okay,
right? Everybody was playing in different projects and just kind of knew each other through the scene, and slowly it was like, oh, we all hang out together, why are we not in a band together?
I feel like they were all friends for a long time before they met me. I was just the lowly Chipotle employee who ran in one day when I was working and asked me if I wanted to be a drummer.
I got these sticks and these jalapenos. Let's go.
It's true. He gave us free Chipotle. It was great.
It's true, man. And I can roll a mean double tortilla.
He definitely
It's like a dream setup. So you get the food for the band practice right off the bat.
Oh, yes.
So when it comes to
all
like.
We get the shits at the same time.
That's amazing. It's a nice solidarity that you get with the band.
It's rather soft.
We harmonize when we groan.
It's
really something beautiful.
Chipotle shitting in the key of G. So when it comes to like your guys' dynamic of writing, who kind of writes more of the songs, or is it more of like a group effort?
It's entirely a collaborative effort. It depends on, you know, maybe Doug will come up with a really cool bass riff, or like Zach or CJ will come up with like a really cool guitar riff, and then we'll just jam it out. I'll feel out the lyrics. I write the lyrics, and then we compose a song.
And then a little inbred baby is born.
It's born in the ghetto.
So like when you guys are recording more on like you have a, what is it? Is it an album out currently or is it an EP? I forget.
It's an album, yeah.
An album. Cool. So what was the recording process like for that?
Six? Oh, wow. Is it more of an EP? Maybe.
You want it to be.
Yeah. Well, maybe I lied, but it's okay.
It's in a gray space. I vibe with it.
Mm-hmm.
How was the recording process done for that?
So we recorded with Ron Geffen of Rockland Studio AE, shout out. He's in California now doing bigger and better things. But yeah, he recorded us throughout like 2017, 2018.
So what are some of your guys' biggest influences when it comes to listening to music and writing it?
Yeah, Satan. You don't listen to that much Marilyn Manson, relax.
Yeah, Dave Grohl.
Onion rings with honey mustard.
Dave Grohl, cool. Dave Grohl as Satan with onion rings and honey mustard.
I believe everybody, most of the guys here have been in pop punk bands before anything else. Yep. You know, if you ever were born nearly close to like 95 or anything like that, you were in a pop punk band. I believe it.
Right. If your main diet's pizza and you hate your hometown, we were the band for you.
If you're grown up or not grown up, God bless you. You're still playing music and you've probably moved on to another genre.
That's kind of where I come from too. I definitely started. CJ probably remembers in my pop punk band from the
Fracture.
Yeah, Fracture. The old days. Good times, dude. You saved our shows a few times with when our shit would break on stage.
Oh man.
So how would you guys describe your sound?
Loud.
Yeah, we just like play very fast and very loud, and occasionally softly.
I feel like dynamic and energetic is definitely two adjectives that come to mind.
For sure.
Dynamic and energetic. I like that.
More alternative than like our old projects.
I feel like we come off a lot better live usually. It's a lot of the time when we come up with a song like live, it's got all sorts of energies and we feel it out from there. But when we bring it to the studio, I feel like that's when it becomes difficult, you know, because it's you got to start polishing everything that.
Exactly. It's we're definitely like more of like the live band. But yeah, we don't have like a single song that sounds the same as another, which is another really cool thing. So yeah, definitely dynamic. Mm-hmm. Dynamic alternative.
It's funny too. I was I sent this to CJ the other night. I was looking through my just like a bunch of videos and I found from I think it was 2017 a video of you guys playing One More Time at Dingbats, rest in peace. Except the venue. But I remember like because I was listening to that song while I was doing some editing for this episode. I'm like, because that's the song I'm going to be putting in this episode. And I was like, whoa, wait, I totally have a video of these guys playing this song like years ago.
Yes.
So
we were like children. We were like just feeling it out. We've all like as a collective have improved so much like just over the years, just playing out live like every weekend. So it's really cool to see our evolution too from like those videos like back in like 2017 to like now and like hearing the recordings. It's very, very cool.
100%. I remember also like at that show, that was when we didn't even have the same drummer we have yet. It was like me, I was still in high school and like playing in that. And my hair was like down to my back. I'm like, this is a different era right here. I'm looking at history. So kind of a
I miss it.
I every now and then I'll have like this super this insomniac thought. I'm like, it's like 4 a.m. and I'm like, do I bring it back? Do I bring back the hair? Do I bring back the punk?
It's never too late to bring back the hair.
Definitely never. Should I? It's an ethics question by that point. Kind of a left turn.
If you got love for it.
This is more of a thought-based one for you guys as a whole. So if you guys could release a collab album with a super famous musician, who would it be and why?
Wow, that's hard.
Well, as a collective unit,
do you want us to sell out or no?
Yeah,
because if you're gonna sell out, you'd always have to say Paramore, because you know that's what everybody would want to say, right?
Yeah.
Don't say Paramore anymore.
Fuck that. Let's pick Metallica and go to Brazil.
Yeah. I'm
totally shit. Okay.
South America.
What the? I go with Fergie. Yeah, Fergie. Jesus.
Fergie, I like that.
Yeah, Fergie for sure.
So, you guys mentioned something briefly about a new vinyl coming out. So I want to hear more about that.
Yeah. So we had written to Least of All, because they're doing something pretty cool during the pandemic. They're giving indie artists a chance to do a live session with them at their studio in New York, and they record it onto a vinyl for you. And you just have to, you know, have your friends, your family, your fans like pre-order. And then after the live session, they're pressed and then you're on a vinyl. So it's a really cool opportunity. And we totally took advantage of it. So
the link's on our website if you would like to download or buy one.
It is. It's on all of our forms of social media. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, theangrypirates.com, and Pornhub. that's where our X-rated stuff is at. And
guerrilla marketing. I vibe with it.
Yeah, guerrilla marketing, exactly. But yeah, it's a really cool opportunity. I think we're going in the 21st of February.
To do the vinyl.
We're going to New York, and then by the 22nd, we should have them sent out, which is kind of cool.
That is really cool. So you mentioned there's a link on your website. So what's the website link, just real quick, for anyone who's listening right now?
Just theangrypirates.com, just simple. And then you can go to the launch page, and it'll be there.
Cool. That's awesome. So what have you guys been kind of doing right now to keep yourselves busy?
We just recorded a brand new EP.
Mm-hmm. That one's definitely an EP.
Yeah.
Cool.
This one's definitely an EP. We went into the studio with Mike Lisa for the last, year or so.
Yes. Right, with COVID, it's been hard, but we've been going as often as we can.
Yeah, and we've pretty much been practicing every week, and we finally got it done, and we're just waiting, honestly, for COVID to kind of subside, and then we're going to start leaking some stuff and then get a show together.
Right? There's definitely going to be new music in 2021.
We're
going to be
Yes.
That's I've been trying to get these guys into lingerie since we started, so.
Well, you know, I'm
well, that's the stuff that's on Pornhub, you know, you just got to.
That's the Pornhub
content. The Angry Pirates and Jay.
The exclusive Angry Pirates content.
Pirates.
Our OnlyFans.
It's a I love putting like a, we have a trick link in my band Spitfire's link tree that we have. My bassist decided it would be funny to do OnlyFans, and then it takes you right to our Spotify page. And I really I really want to know how many people have like clicked on the link, like fooled. Probably no one, but I think
we gotta incorporate that.
Oh, this band's got dick pics. Oh, what the fuck? It's music. What the hell?
My favorite idea is just, I'm saying like, okay, we're going to take the quietest member of our band and we're going to make him make an OnlyFans. There's not going to be any NSFW put the content on. It's just, he's just going to have to run it. I think that's really funny.
Just him reading a book quietly in bed.
Yes. It's like, it's just him like reading timestamps for how long our songs are.
There you go.
So I have this antique coin collection.
Gonna count it out thing. Cent by cent.
Exactly. It's like it's a 3-hour long piece of content. So my very last question. Cool, zipped right through these. Anything coming up in the near future that you want to promote?
Jacob's gonna catch a tuna.
Barehanded.
we're gonna sell our bodies, and then we're gonna buy a boat, and we're gonna catch a big fish. I don't think, honestly, I've done hours and hours of research, but I don't think I could spot a tuna. Like, I don't think I could tell you what a tuna really looks like. So it might just be a big fish, but fuck it, man.
His only reference is Animal Crossing, so we're going in blind.
That and Wicked Tuna, I watch that a lot, but, you know, memory's a little shoddy.
Yeah.
Can we expect to see the tuna on an album cover?
Absolutely not. Yeah. It's a private.
Yeah, no. It's going to be Cubs naked with the tuna covering his junk.
That's our Christmas card.
That sounds like an amazing Christmas card.
Just wait till Christmas.
That's got to go on the Pornhub too, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the questions I have. Thank you guys so much for doing this. I really hope that I can get you, you guys some
more.
Sure. I'm excited for this episode.
Thank you.
You just heard the interview with the Angry Pirates, and that's going to be followed with their track One More Time. I love this song so much, and it goes so hard at live concerts. So put the song in your playlists and memorize the lyrics, so when you get to see these guys once COVID's not a problem anymore, you can sing them at the show. One More Time by the Angry Pirates coming up right now.
gently to the surface, a hidden purpose to be found. There's something hiding from us, there's something just beneath the surface of the canopy of trees and leaves. It's overtaking me, the way I flew up high, but now I'm back here with burnt wings. The Creator coming toward us, there's something just beneath the surface. I'm feeling just a little messy up right now. I'm feeling just a little messed up right now.
Once again, that track is called One More Time by the band The Angry Pirates from New Jersey. Check them out. I go back with them and I love them dearly. Their music is amazing and they put on a hell of a show. So I am so eagerly awaiting to be able to play in clubs again so I can play a show with them, see them perform again. And you should too. So follow them, check them out on their website. They have their record coming out, which is super cool. I'm vaguely familiar with Least of All recordings, actually. I have a one track single on a Least of All recording that only I own from when I was about 16, 17 years old. I did an acoustic performance at a Least of All session, and that's one of my cherished possessions that no one will ever hear besides me. But yeah, super cool. Best of luck to them and all of their future projects coming out. So that kind of concludes the portions that I have for as far as new content. I hope you guys like this new model. I think it flows pretty well. So it's a little bit less of me talking and a little bit more music, which I'm cool with. I mean, that's the point of the show in the first place anyway. So, I mean, the reason I did three artists in the first place is because I was going off of people that I knew. So now I have a lot of content to file through, which is really cool. It's a really cool problem to have, and I'm excited to kind of work my way through the pile and make some more episodes with new music for you guys to check out. And I can actually do, like, themed shows as far as, maybe not genre, but as far as vibe goes, because so many people send me so much stuff, and there's just so many different genres in the mix, so this was kind of a more like rock vibey episode. I can do like a chill episode maybe in the future. I have a lot of like acoustic singer-songwriter indie artists that sent me stuff. I have a lot of pop artists that do like electronic pop. There's a lot of shoegaze. I was not aware that the shoegaze music community is thriving as much as it is, but there were a lot of shoegaze artists that commented their links in that video. So I guess I'll have a couple of shoegaze videos coming out. I actually will take a second to promote myself a little bit more, too. Why is this recording so low on volume? I'm going to take a couple seconds to promote my other projects at the end of this episode, which I often do. So I actually just started a second podcast for anyone who likes what they heard here. This is kind of concentrated. This is thematic, and there is a method to the things that I say on this show, whether it sounds like it or not. The next show is my band's show called Spitfire Behind the Scenes for my band Spitfire. That's pretty much just going to be me and my bassist Michael fucking around for an hour. So if you have brain cells to kill and you are cool with turning your mind off and maybe listening to some of the stuff that we have going on in our lives, check it out. I found out that if all goes well, podcasts can make a little bit more money than streaming music can, because streaming artists don't really make shit off of their music. I would know. I've been on Spotify since like 2017, and I still have yet to make $100, but podcasting, it's not a huge marginal difference, but it's something else. So if my band's podcast takes off a little bit and does well, that's a little bit more money in our bank account that we're not making right now because we can't play shows. That's where we got hit hardest as far as COVID goes. We can still make music, which is really great. We're lucky that we can do that. I know a lot of artists that I'm friends with can't. They just don't have the means accessible to them. But we're lucky that the trio, me, my drummer, and my bassist, all have recording equipment at our homes that we can use and record new music with. But that's unfortunate that that's all we can do, because live shows is where we made money. We would sell merch, we would sell tickets, and all the money that we would make from those outlets is the money that we made in the end. We never make money off of our streaming services, so unless we blow up, fingers crossed. I mean, man, this video blew up, now can my music blow up too? That would be great. But if unless that happens, I'm trying to find out creative ways to still keep ourselves financially stable. So if you want to check out that podcast and you got a free hour to spare after you have listened to this podcast, check it out, Spitfire Behind the Scenes. We have an episode out right now. We're going to be recording a new episode in the future. No idea what our recording schedule is yet. We're still working the details out on that. But yeah, check that out. And we have a new song coming out soon called Melodia. And I'm very excited to play that, but it's not ready yet. It's recorded, it's tracked, it's not mixed and mastered yet, though, so that's in progress. That's going to be in coming in the next couple of weeks, months. We'll find out a release date soon. I don't want to overcommit to a release date. I'm doing the careful approach going forward. I want to make sure that I actually promote my music before just dropping it, because that seems like a responsible musician thing to do. So yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. This has been my episode for John's Basement Podcast. This is my season 2 since it's 2021 and so many great things are happening. Thank you so much to all the artists who sent me their stuff. And if I played your music today, thank you so much. You guys are awesome, and I hope I can help you get some listens. Thank you for tuning in. My name is John, and I'm going to be playing out this episode with a song called Koi by my band Spitfire. So I hope you guys enjoy that too. Wear a fucking mask, and I will see you guys in hell.
I got nothing to say. I don't like your entity, so please just go away. I don't think you're very trustful. You have never had to hustle. You're a thief and you're a liar. Like to set the world on fire. Acting like a people savior. If I had a promise, good behavior. Treating people like a toy. I think I'd kill you, but I gotta be cool. The best of me. I won't give you validation. Why can't you grow up? I won't give you information. You are just too much. Phrases are so disrespectful. Acting like an intellectual. Thinking that you're hard and gritty. Acting like you run the city. Center of attention, thinking with no good intentions, killing other people's joy. Well, I do hate you, but I gotta be coy. Oh, who do you take me to be? Coy, oh, you won't get the best of me.